Hey guys, it's me, Moon Man. When you connected to this YTMND, I employed a mask DCC send exploit that opened up port 7000 for any files sent from a host within 4 to 5 seconds without a user accept prompt. I immediately infected you with a custom Trojan horse backdoor virus. And I don't mean AIDS this time. I am now viewing your internet browser's history. I notice that your two most visited websites are 1, YTMND, and 2, yougiz.com. I can tell from your blank stare that you're now worried. You should be, since I now have remote access to your PC. I plan on using your host, in combination with an army of countless other PCs that I have established remote access with. With this army of infected hosts, I will be sending packets to various internet relay chat servers as well as various personal hosts. I plan on lagging them to the point of an inability to maintain services. This is called a distributed denial of service. Once I am finished using your host to send packets out, I will create a large TXT file containing all your personal information that I have gathered from reading your Gmail inbox, installing a keylogger to gather your personal online banking username and password and transitively your bank account number, routing number and PIN. I will save this TXT file to a subfolder that I keep in my documents folder. This subfolder is used entirely to store the personal information of internet relay chat users that I have obtained the personal information of. Then, I will go on various popular internet relay chat rooms on popular internet relay chat networks and post your real name, phone number, home address, bank account number, routing number, PIN number, and credit card number. Once you see that I have distributed your personal information to the entirety of the internet relay chat subcommunities on various populated networks such as Risen, FNet, and Freenode, you will start to panic and beg me for mercy. I will laugh heartily to myself, filled with the knowledge that the custom-made Trojan horse backdoor virus that allows me remote access to your computer provides me the ability to control your very technological existence. I will respond to you with several creative threats and a chant of KKK in a public chat room, so that there is an audience to witness your oncoming destruction, and then I will proceed to format your hard drive. You will quit IRC with one final message, connection reset by peer. I will be applauded for destroying you so utterly and in such a dramatic and grandiose way. You will not recover. It will take you roughly 48 hours to reinstall your entire operating system. You will realize that you lost the CD key to your operating system, and so it will take much longer than you expected. You will struggle to change all your bank account information before the internet community uses all the money in your checking account to sponsor their shitty YTMND sites, like that faggot techno rat. When you return to IRC, you will be a bitter, broken and shattered individual. Your personal information will be commonplace knowledge on the internet relay chat rooms you frequent, realizing that your existence has been demolished to an extent that you never could have anticipated in your wildest nightmares. You go to the bathroom mirror and stare back at the reflection. You do not recognize the man in the mirror. He is unshaven, emaciated, tired and broken. You take a straight razor from the bathroom cabinet and slice your wrists to put an end to all the pain. As the red blood pours out of your wrists, for the first time in days you feel again. As you lie on the white-tiled bathroom floor, crimson blood pooling by your body, you breathe out one final time. As your heart stops beating, one sole tear falls across your cheek. You are dead. And then I will rape your corpse. KKK, KKK. KKK, 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 KKK,